T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Jerry. Center Point, and congrats on that wedding, too, by the way. The Center Point, Jerry's son got married. Center Point Energy Home Service Plus Hotline is where we go and talk to the pride of Coon Rapids High School, also the 2020 Superintendent of the Year here in Minnesota. That is David Law over at Anoka Hennepin Schools. Superintendent Law, how are you this morning?
Good. It's crisp outside. You know, I don't want to hit that low cold temperature record, but it's a beautiful day up in Coon Rapids and Anoka Hennepin.
Yeah, and an interesting day, too. If I could just kind of backtrack with you, Dave, just a little bit, the decision about distance learning. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we've been studying our county numbers for, well, every week since July with the new model that's out. But they've been really climbing over the last few weeks, and it has tipped into that range where our secondary schools need to make that transition. We had a team review those numbers and decided to give our parents at least a week's notice. And so we made the decision last week on Friday to have this be our last week of hybrid and transition to distance learning starting next Wednesday. There's 2 days of teacher prep time to make the transition.
And tell us about the decision that the school board made on sports. Can you tell folks what happened there last night?
Sure. The state high school league guidance on sport participation has been linked to kids being in person in school. And at the start of the year, I had asked for clarification on if we voluntarily took 2 weeks to do some distance learning, could we still participate in sports? And the answer was yes. If you were forced to go to distance learning because of high case counts in your counties, then there's an assumption you'd have to go to virtual sports while you were in distance learning. And I think some of our community members, actually over 3,000 of them, had raised some concerns about other communities with significantly higher case counts of COVID were still participating in sports for a variety of reasons, and they just wanted some clarification. And our school board last night said they do too.
Yeah, 5-1 vote I saw. And of course, you have the state's largest district, I might mention as well. And as a former, well, as the current superintendent of the year, but also I know as a member of the Minnesota Association of School Administrators, how much time is spent talking to other administrators right now, Dave?
It's the majority of my time is spent working with state leaders and local leaders trying to decide what's the best we can do for our kids. You know, almost every day, are there any changes we can make to provide better education and provide better opportunities?
Let me ask you about your teaching staff. Well, my mother was a teacher, was an elementary principal. I saw the passion and I saw the work ethic that she displayed. I know that you have that in your district. You've had to call audibles, and they really had to react. Tell me about their reaction and how they've been to work with.
Well, I'll tell you, they've never worked harder than right now. There's such a disconnect between the perception in the community of teachers who are not working and our teachers that are getting up early and working late, because they're, you know, for our elementary teachers who have kids in front of them and have kids at home, they're trying to provide instruction for both those kids all the time. And for our secondary teachers, it's the same. It's a lot of work to deliver instruction through technology and in person at the same time, and then communicate with those kids at home who want their, we have kids full-time at home who want their teacher to answer questions for them. I just think our teachers are working as hard as they can, and I give them all the credit in the world for keeping this going.
Have you gotten any reaction from the parents after the school board vote? Any thoughts from them this morning?
You know, we had about, I suppose, over 20 people speak at the board meeting, and the majority of them were about athletics, and some of them were kids, and really telling very heartfelt stories about the impact that participation in co-curriculars and in school has on their mental health, and just touching stories of students who felt like when they lost their spring connections in sports in school, they felt themselves going into a mild depression, and they were coming back out of it as they were in school this fall. And then to hear this announcement on Friday, they shared with their board that they're a significant, you know, they're shocked and depressed. And the thing that they were looking forward to their school year is taken away from them. And I empathize with those kids. I know how much the connection of co-curriculars, whether it be debate or band or basketball, keeps kids healthy.
Yeah, extracurriculars. I'm glad you pointed that out as well. David, thanks so much for your time. I know it's busier than heck over there, particularly this morning, but I know we'll stay in touch as well as we always like to do. Thanks for joining us here on CCO again.
Anytime. Thank you.
Superintendent David Law at Anoka Hennepin School District. WCCO time is 8:17. Doc Emmerich will join us later this morning on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.